The people who walked in darkness had seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You may be seated. I read from the words of Isaiah, but our subject tonight is a different prophet who lived at the same time as Isaiah in a different place. Micah, the prophet, lived about 700 years before the night when Bethlehem of Ephrathah cradled the incarnate Son of God in a manger. Indeed, the word of the Lord came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jordan, or Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, and the kings of Judah. And Micah, whose name is really a question, who is like Jehovah, faithfully spoke what God had revealed to him. This man from the tribe of Judah proclaimed the consequences of personal sin against Jehovah and national transgressions against Yahweh. The consequences of these remain for us today and will continue as for as many tomorrows as the Lord gives to us. The faithful one sits in the darkness of sin in this world and waits just as they did back then. And God continues in this day to fulfill his prophecy, his promises. And the church continues to congregate, to gather together as she beholds the result of sin and sins, the effects of which are experienced in the lives of the faithful. And indeed, the faithful Christian is not immune to them from the disease within that affects mankind. We're not immune to the plagues which befall one here and another there. But nevertheless, there are many who wait upon the Lord. And this first Wednesday evening in Advent, on the basis of Micah chapter 7, verses 7 to 9, we consider several of the faithful, Anna, Magi, and me. Our text: I will look to the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my case and executes justice for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Thus far the word of the Lord our God. Anna, the Magi, and me. Can't you just see the eldest of this trio? In your mind's eye, she's an old lady, a woman named Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. The old woman lived 84 years, and she's been a widow whose husband died just 7 years after they were married. And Anna serves God with her prayers and with her fasting, both at night and during the day. The woman whose name means grace does not depart from the temple in Jerusalem for anything. For here the gracious Lord provides all that she needs, and his promises are there. He promises to be present there for her. Anna waits there in faith, and she looks for the return of her Redeemer. Namely, the Lord, whom she seeks, the promised one of old, will suddenly come to his temple. Anna, the Magi, and me. Now let your mind's eye wander off to the east and see those whose eyes are in the heavens as they seek among the moons, the planets, and the lights of the sky a star that shall come out of Jacob. The Magi, the wise men, these men of old whose ancestors received the inscribed word when they took the children of God into their first Babylonian captivity of the church. They watch for the advent of the promised light. And in that word, the promise was the star would come out of Jacob and would shine and be the scepter of Israel's king. These magi, descendants of those ancient Babylonians, search the scriptures and they look ahead to this to happen. And they look up in the western skies as they wait for the advent of the king at whose feet they will come and bow down and worship. Anna, the magi, and me. Who's the me? Well, it's not me, your pastor. Your pastor speaking to you. It's me, namely you. You're the me here. Just as Micah spoke in behalf of the church and each faithful one when he said, I will look to the Lord and I will wait for the God of my salvation. So the pastor speaks on your behalf. So listen to yourself. I'm here this night in God's house, sitting in the pew in the presence of the Lord. I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. O Lord, be merciful to me. Look upon me with your favor, for I am poor and weak. My soul waits for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word I do hope. Anna, the Magi, and me. Anna, the daughter of Phanuel and the daughter of Eve. The Magi, the children of the East, and heirs of Nebuchadnezzar. And me, conceived and born sinful, a child of wrath, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. Anna, a descendant of a tribe destroyed centuries earlier, the Magi, recipients of a promise made even longer ago, and me, I see myself in Anna and the Magi, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. Anna has drooped her widowed head and tasted grief. The Magi have lifted their heads and not seen the star. And me? Death takes my people, and I myself wait. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. The wandering Jew seeks her Savior as she rests in his temple. The wandering Gentiles search the scriptures as they recline with their eyes in the heavens. And me, I will come to the house of the Lord to hear his word concerning my sin and my Savior. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Each sits in darkness. Anna sits in the temple awaiting the mercy seat of God. The Magi sit in the night and look for the light from above. And me? I sit in the darkness of the season and of my days. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. This is Advent. And each has a promise and waits for the light of the Lord. Anna, for her kinsman redeemer. The Magi, for the heavenly king. And me, for the return of the redeemer king. I will look to the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. This is Advent, and each one knows what lies ahead. The old woman knows of the suffering servant. The wise men know of the seed of Jacob, whose heel would be bruised. And me? I know of Jesus taking my place on the cross to atone for my sins. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my case and executes justice for me. There is one Advent accomplished. For Anna, when 40 days after the birth of Jesus, he suddenly comes into his temple. For the Magi, when 40 days earlier, the Star of Jacob appears over Bethlehem. And for me, when Jesus came into my life through holy baptism, he will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. For the old woman, when beholding the infant Redeemer in Jerusalem, for the troop, when worshiping the king in a house where the holy child stayed, And for me, when I hear the words of absolution, and I am forgiven. Do not rejoice over me, enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Each one is in the presence of the Lord. Anna with the baby in the temple where the prophet promised him to be. Magi with the child in the house where Micah told them he would be. And me with the Lord in this place right now where he has promised to be. What are we to do between that advent and the time when he will come again? Faithful Anna gives thanks to God, stays around the temple, and told about the redemption, and she became known as a prophetess. Grateful wise men bowed to Emmanuel, presented their gifts, listened to his word, and then departed to their home country by a different route. And me, what am I to do? To feast on and in the Lord, to remain faithful unto death, to share the good news, and to depart in peace according to the word of God. Anna was likely called home before justice was executed on the cross. The Magi returned home earlier and with the gospel, and they are no more. And me? Well, that's not for me to know. But in the meantime, I will look to the Lord and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my cause and executes justice for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Amen.